Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are some serious misconceptions which are found regarding the Islamic law of preaching and the Islamic directive of preaching. We find that there are some preachers in our society who think that it is obligatory or mandatory upon Muslims to enter into a party, or al-jama'ah as they call it. And they say that this is the directive of religion and has been given to us through the Prophet himself. And the Prophet, in one of his narratives, is reported to have said that he binds Muslims, he directs them to al-jama'ah, to adhere to al-jama'ah. And to this, from this particular narrative, it is construed that Muslims are being asked to join a party. Now, this is a serious misconception and has arisen because the word al-jama'ah has been wrongly understood and has been rather understood keeping its Urdu meaning in mind, because in Urdu it also means party or a group. So therefore, when this particular narrative is cited, the implication of the preacher is that he is directing, that the Prophet is directing Muslims that they must adhere to a jama'at, they must enter a party. And in this case, if they have to enter the party, then the implication is that that party is the one which is going to buy, or which is going to compete, or which is going to do the job of changing the circumstances in that particular state in favor of Islam. Or in other words, that party would be responsible for bringing an Islamic revolution in that particular society. So therefore, on the basis of this particular word, al-jama'ah, and the way it occurs in the narrative of the Prophet, it is construed that Muslims have to, it is a duty of a Muslim to enter into a party, to become a member of a party, and to strive for an Islamic revolution. Now, as I said, this misconception has arisen because the Urdu meaning of the word has been generally construed or interpreted as a result. In Arabic, the word al-jama'ah means a sultan, as is evident from a number of narratives of the Prophet, in which the word al-jama'ah is used in place of a sultan. They are used interchangeably. And we know that a sultan in Arabic means sovereignty of the state. In other words, the state system is implied by the word al-jama'ah. So therefore, when the Prophet in one of his narratives has said that he has bound Muslims or made it obligatory upon them to enter al-jama'ah, what he meant was that it is incumbent upon them to adhere to the system of the state. So in other words, what the Prophet was telling them was to adhere to the system of the state, the system of the country. They must abide by it. He was not asking them to enter into a political party or a religious party, as is generally construed from this narrative. So in a nutshell, it can be said that if the narrative of the Prophet was telling us to join a party or to join al-jama'ah, in Arabic, the word al-jama'ah is synonymous with state authority. So if the Prophet was asking us to enter al-jama'ah, he was only asking us to adhere to the state system. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ